The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Tuesday, June 24th, 2025.
I wish you would say that right, sir.
24, 25.
I was talking about the day of the week.
Tuesday. It's, you know, if you really analyze it, just being a good old Southerner, and I don't mean good old boy.
That's gone away.
I just mean, you know, our vernacular, whatever. And maybe even people up north. You Yankees. I wonder, if you think about it, it almost sounds like you're saying Tuesday.
Chew.
Like, are you really going to, are you going, just don't think about it, though. That's the thing. When you think about it, you enunciate. These news people, they think about what they're saying. Clearly, we don't. We do not enunciate very well.
So
we talk about
Tuesday.
The internet and things like that.
It's weird how they say it in the South.
What is this they?
Well, people in general.
Yins.
Us. We.
Instead of day, it's D.
We the redneck.
Tuesday.
We the people. Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
You don't say it like that in real life.
Tuesday.
This is where you've been stripped down a little bit because you're in TV. Right? Am I right, fat boy?
Yep.
In TV,
trained.
You become trained. You become programmed because you're on television programming. You're programming the people. You're teaching them to enunciate. Mm-hmm. You know what that's really for? So when
what is it really for?
I think it's for surveillance intelligence so they can actually, like, they're listening to the transcripts. I don't know what the hell he just said. If they would teach us to enunciate better, they could understand us when they are listening to us from transmitters or other planets.
Right. You know, I've heard people that do that, that enunciate, that may be in this line of work that we're in, and they still have issues with the transcripts.
But do they... I don't say it so much in a negative way the way I used to. I just don't hang around radio people. Like, I just
like
don't.
Dance if I'm traveling.
I mean, I think it's weird if you, like, your life doesn't go outside of, like, your job friends. Or, like, every conversation's always about so-and-so at the factory or doohickey in the office.
I kind of gave up on it.
On what? Life?
This whole
he checked out a long time ago.
This radio used to be thought of as a fraternity. It's not now. It's a business full of people with massive egos.
They
can't get over themselves. In every market, it's full of a-holes.
I'm right here.
There is an expression that I can't. It is so
be a
cringe.
Sweetie, watch the CD.
Oh, that's all right.
No. What is it?
It's the local celebrity thing. I'm a celebrity. I'm a local celebrity. No, you just talk on the radio.
I like to play that up if I get free food.
Yeah, I mean, like,
if it's free lunch. I'll
there's someone who taught me that years ago who said, why? It's okay, so here's an example. This is a good example. Someone in my family that is now deceased, and it wasn't my mother or father, but their kids are still living. I just don't want to. But in the service, like a couple different, like, hardcore, you know, visits over and stuff, and would never go into a restaurant and proclaim that he was a vet or any kind of promotionary event. Promotionary. That's a new one, huh?
Uh-huh.
He didn't wear the cap?
No.
With the saying on it, yeah.
Because, well, one thing he would say about those caps is that if he was given one, he would have been glad to wear it, but he's sure as hell not going to buy one.
Yeah.
That was one thing he'd say. But he said if somebody that worked behind the counter knew him as a customer just through small talk, because he didn't wear, and I get it. Like, I'm not the guy that could ever put on that. I'm not the girl either, because, you know, they let women in. I am not the person to put on that uniform because I don't have that bravado. I'm a pussy when it comes to, you know.
With the hair.
If it started raining all the time and I was outside or whatever, and it was raining, I would go nuts. like, oh, I'd get gangrene probably.
Yeah, you got swapped socks out.
Yeah, I mean, it would be a whole mess.
Are you talking about running in the jungle or something?
Well, I was just thinking about the movie Forrest Gump and their take of Vietnam. That's
not pleasant.
Vietnam.
Well, so you had to shower out in front of everybody with a little bucket.
Hey, I mean, if I'm in service, like, I'm probably in better shape. So yeah, I probably wouldn't mind it as much. In the 80s and 90s movies, there was always a fat guy that was in the Marines. And it's like, you know what? Look, I appreciate the early on DEI that you had, the including me, the last person at Dodgeball. Someone like me would be in the service, you know?
So you should have been first pick because you could have been a wall.
You know what? You sound like my football coach.
Wow.
You know, put me on the defensive line.
Remember me? I was the wall for the football team.
You're a goal line package fullback in a 90s high school offense.
God, it sounds like a country song.
That's a wordy one.
Yeah, I mean, you have to shorten it. But like in parentheses, it would say that whole thing.
He's a fat fullback in a 90s high school
offense. It'd be called high school football hero.
Fat fullback, you had me at that. Good.
Fat fullback?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're like, just wear a tailback and get a wad of your jersey and just push you where he wants you to go.
That was the worst, too, when like obviously if you're on defense, you don't know what the other team's going to do. That's kind of why it's the game. You don't really know what they're going to do. But you, because sometimes I'd watch the, because I was, I played nose guard, which.
It's not even a position.
It's not
anymore,
even a position
really.
Anymore.
It well, is, but
what
it's
does
not.
That mean?
You're right in front of the center on the other side. So the minute he
passes the ball,
it hikes the ball. Hikes,
yeah.
That's an even front, odd front. You're going to line up off center.
Okay.
Like shade three on the end.
But see, we also played a position called the monster man. Do you remember that?
No.
It was like a laid back, like you were between the defensive guard and. Like, you floated between defensive guard and linebacker.
Oh, it might have been your whip, weak side backer.
They called it a monster man.
Or a rover.
Then. That should have been my first radio name. Monster man.
Ooh, I like that.
We just ran a 4-3. We just ran the formation with no blitzes. I'm like, you know.
40 base, cover three, ready break. That was every. Like, I'm not even kidding. That was every. But so, when they were running it up the middle, like Fatboy was saying.
Uh-huh.
And you're not expecting that.
Mm-mm. You're the pride of Wade Hampton.
No, I'm not. No one was. There was no pride.
Just got to stick an arm out and see if you can tackle somebody.
If this was, good Lord, I hate to even think this. If this was 32 years ago, I don't know that there'd be a lot of pride.
Did you ever touch the ball
Hampton.
In a game?
I almost recovered a fumble, but I kicked
all right.
it.
He almost did.
That's God bless him. And he's still alive. My football coach said to men like me, boys, you know, larger, fat kids, he'd say, don't even try to pick it up. You just fall on that damn thing. Fall on it and cover it like it's a grenade and your family's nearby. You just fall on it and just hibernate all over it.
Hug it like you love it.
You know what? Now that I think of it, we won two games, and when I researched it, they were back-to-back wins. But we one.
You had to research that.
I went back and looked.
God,
like, way
bless.
Back in the, because like when you deep dive on Ancestry, you just search your name, it pulls up all kinds of articles.
No
that come
way.
Out. Oh yeah.
Oh. Did I be spending my life with two football stars?
I don't know. Look, we won two games. We had one dude.
It's two more than. That's one more than we.
We had one. If we didn't have Harvey Norris, we would have lost every effing game. We had one guy that won two
all
games.
Harvey.
So it wasn't even a team win. It was one guy winning two games.
Yeah.
But we went to the playoffs.
Did he get traded? He got traded to another school.
No, that was his last year.
Oh, my freshman year. No, I did not play in the game because I was still JV. Junior varsity. Brandon Bennett played for Riverside High School. And I always thought that was cool as hell.
Big bruiser.
I mean, I wasn't like on the field playing, but like, you know, if I was like in the minors and the Braves, you know, we're in the World Series, and I played for the G Braves. Whatever, I'm still excited.
That
you know,
be.
It ain't me out there, but I'm excited that.
It's fun looking back on those memories of guys that made careers out of it. Like you know, I played against Andy Lee, and he was punting like 60-yard punts out of our stadium.
Isn't that crazy?
And he was a good baseball player too.
It's also crazy to break down the amount of NFL players, and also, I mean, literally across the board, Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA out of Spartanburg County.
God, man.
South Carolina. I mean, it's literally kind of like, why are is this more not considered, like, everybody, it was always like, North Texas, you know.
Mean
like,
green.
Like, Jesus, look at the amount of NFL and Major League and NBA players out of this area. I mean, just.
Football's in the South, man. This yeah. is where's, this where's
I mean, basketball, bread. You know, I feel like Zion, but, you know. I mean, yeah, yeah, I mean it was there for a while.
They gave him the bag too early. And he's like, you know what? I'm good. I don't have to be in shape or play a full season. Just give me my money.
And then you may not remember, you may think of the old possum, but the football player named George Jones.
Oh, yeah, the sideburns with the mutton chops.
No, this guy was a black guy. Ran a football like he was Walter freaking Payton. He played for Eastside, and I got nailed by him one time. And I don't mean that in a sexual way.
As a come here in the locker room.
I mean that in the old fun way where a guy just knocked the hell out of you out of nowhere.
Oh, yeah.
I thought he had the football, and it was when them old schemer plays paid for it. Like, ah, you're looking the wrong way, dip ass.
Uh-oh.
I thought he had the ball. So,
do you know who I want to talk to?
He knocked the crap out of me. And then he was actually up for – he did not win, but was like top 10 for Heisman.
Jesus.
I think he went to play for San Diego State.
Aztecs. Marshall Faulk.
Yeah.
Maybe
I never
laid
went
with some
to
men
San
from that
Diego,
college.
San Diego State, but I went to Sacramento. For a little bit.
Dude, Bay Area and back down.
I want to talk to Squeaky and just ask him what happened.
I know. I would too.
He set the world on fire at Palmetto.
Big D-Dub.
Was cracking helmets. Went to South Carolina.
We hear all kind of... I don't even know if it's true. I just always hear... I think it's the same thing you're about to say. Like, rumors, innuendos from, like, listeners that say what he does for a living now. And it's not – it's on the up and up. It's not bad at all. I just don't want to say where he works or whatever. I'm like, man, I'd love to sit down and you bring some stuff home from work. We'll drink.
Let's catch up.
Talk about some stuff.
He was in the NFL for a little bit.
Yeah.
Like a little stint.
Yeah.
But what happened, Squeaky?
I just – yeah. And it's not like a whoa, it's like a cautionary tale perhaps, you know?
Yeah.
Like – I mean, and also, like, man, what if you had nil contracts? That's the thing I want to. I want an athlete who's got a little bit of a chip on his shoulder about that, who didn't make it to the NFL but was a huge college name, was not able to get all that money. Now they got the, especially in Alabama, they got those handshakes. They got taken care of. They had cars and lived off campus. And
this is not who you're talking about, but I guess you could talk to him about Neil. Sean Ellis, man.
Oh, yeah.
Westside High School, won a national championship in Tennessee.
Yep.
Long NFL career. Like, what's he up to now? Is he hanging out with the Mokies? Other Anderson County legends?
We could go on and on about that. Mania was running wild.
It's such a good catch-up, like, you know, surprise guest catch-up. Who's coming in?
I don't even want to say the name because I don't know if it was, you know, like when somebody's career is like really abruptly ended, you think, especially in athletics, you think they either did not pan out or some kind of abuse of some kind, drugs, alcohol, something like that.
Yeah.
Injury?
Career
altering, ending injury.
Which you just made me think of Dennis Byrd. Like, what's he up to
now? Oh, wow.
That guy's largely forgotten, and he had the first massive neck injury in the NFL, really.
Yeah.
I mean, it paralyzed him, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But didn't he end up walking?
I don't know, but didn't he get – and I'm not making fun of this at all, but, like, they brought him out on the I shouldn't say this. I think it was him. They brought him out on the field, and it was kind of muddy, and his wheelchair kind of took several people to – get him up and going.
You know what? I remember more about the movie than the actual player because Peter Berg played Dennis Byrd in the movie. And I think I remember him walking at the end of the movie. I could look into it. But
I don't know. I don't know that really Paige with the Von Erichs, if really they saw each other in the field of heaven at the end.
Oh, man, that was...
As grown adults and children, which was very strange. I don't know how to take that as heaven. Like,
is that what heaven is, a pond in a dock? Like, is that it?
I don't know. I mean, like Old Golden Pond or like a river great runs movie. Through it, something like that. Did you think a gold on the Golden Sea?
Oh, yeah. I thought that was a great thing.
I can't get a mix between this and what the, you know, the Muslims think with all their virgins and whatnot when they go to heaven.
Yeah. Like, I mean, like,
get an in between.
That's the thing. Like, I would love that. That's another thing. Communication is so cut off because just by asking questions, it's like, oh, making fun. Like, you know, me with the guy stuck in the football field with the wheelchair. That was just a question. But, like, what about the virgins, though? Like, are they cool? Is that their version of hell?
I mean,
like, the virgins that get to go to that, you know.
Are you saying that they, like, the nuns, they.
No. So, I'm not particularly picking, trying to pick my words in a socially acceptable way. I'm just saying it like from my heart. But like, so the big payoff is you get to go to Beulah Land or wherever and have sex with tons, like you have a harem of tons of virgins. They're all virgins. And, you know, until you get a hold of them the first time.
Yeah.
And then it's like, out of here. But I'm like, is that their hell? Because probably. That would not be. I mean, that can be like, I mean, if you're like a.
Everybody's yeah. hell's different, right?
Yeah. I would that's think. Solid. That's, yeah.
I got an update on Dennis Bird. I remember this happening too.
Oh, no. COVID.
No. 2016, he passed away. It was a vehicle accident.
Vehicular.
17-year-old swerved into his lane, head-on crash. He was in an H2 and still passed away.
Golly, in a freaking Hummer?
Yeah.
Good Lord. I mean, again, it's just like, wow. You see, somebody dies in a Hummer, but you see these little, you don't see them quite as much. Them little tiny-ass electric cars.
He had just
they were like the first, you know, not the ones from the 1800 electric cars. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. But the little tiny ones. I don't ever hear about anybody getting into wrecks in those or getting blown to bits by running into a Dodge Ram.
Would you rather die in a Hummer or from a Hummer? It said he did walk again. He did end up walking again.
The guy in the H2?
Well, Dennis Bird. He did walk again.
He did.
I remember that in the movie.
Well, but a movie, though, it's based on true stories.
Sometimes. Like, I remember the Bruce Lee TV movie, because that's the first movie I, you know, facilitated myself to.
Really?
So there was a lovemaking scene. It was like a half-naked Lauren Holly. I'm like, oh, this is good.
Chuck Norris in it?
No.
I remember watching some karate movie as a kid. Somebody had it on tape, and Chuck Norris was, I didn't know it was Chuck Norris because he didn't have a beard.
Was it Sidekicks?
Chuck Norris and Jonathan Brandis? No, this was from the 70s.
Oh.
Yeah. It was like...
They might have referenced Enter the Dragon.
I think it was dubbed.
That's a good movie.
Yeah. Not like rolling on dubs, but like, you know, dubbed over.
You're like, who's this dude in the end? He ain't going to fight Bruce Lee. And you're like, he held his own.
Like, yeah, yeah.
Well, that's Chuck damn Norris.
Yeah, but like, did they ever like shoot fight?
I don't think so.
God. Chuck. I think Chuck would have lost. I really do.
There's a Bruce Lee story going around that somebody had punked him, and I'm trying to remember who it was. Freaking Bruce Lee.
It was on the set of a movie.
Yeah.
Because they referenced it in... Oh, Man Match Game. Here we go. What was the movie?
Was it
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah!
But who was it then?
Thank you.
Obviously, it wasn't Brad Pitt's character, because that wasn't a real character.
I know. Right when you said that, like, you know, in your brain, like, little thunderstorms are going off. Sometimes it's lightning bolts. Sometimes it's rain. Sometimes it's just clear. You're clear-headed. You're living in the moment. But just then, when you said that, I was like, boom, 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 in my head. There it is. I feel accomplished. I can go home now.
The only one that comes up is another martial artist named Wong Jackman.
Oh, goodness. He might be a porn star.
In 1964, but it said there are conflicting accounts of the fight's outcome.
You got the Wong Jackman.
That's what he said when he walked around town. I'll punch you. Oh, evidently there are a lot of encounters.
Shut your mouth.
Bolo Ying.
Well, I'm in a league right now. I'll be doing that this weekend. Bolo Ying.
Guy, but Bruce Lee didn't go like hard against everybody, right? He's probably dialed it back a little bit.
I don't know. I wonder, that'd be something good to ask.
Let me Google, was Bruce Lee
Ray or Stephen Thompson about like some of those guys that had not the, those guys, them, but meaning like a lot of the martial artists from the 70s. Like, I know they did exhibition fights in Japan, and I think there was a little bit of a work in on it.
Oh, yeah.
Like when Muhammad Ali fought Antonio Inoki, or Giant Baba, whichever one he fought.
But don't
them big-ass Asian guys.
Don't all the MMA guys, like, connected to one of the Gracies, like, is the greatest martial artist ever? Like, I don't know if they consider Bruce Lee. Steven might, because, you know, he was a kickboxer first.
That's a good point. I think he would say it would be his daddy.
He's probably seen Bloodsport, like, a million times.
Daddy was a good fighter.
Daddy probably still whoop your ass. Not yours. Oh, yeah. I mean, you're a lady.
Oh, definitely mine. Well,
Wonder Ray was Rochambeau and people in the Tough Man contest.
Dude, I know. I was in high school going to see him at Tough Man contest at Greenville Memorial. That's a tough one, Paige.
Memorial.
Greenville Memorial. That's why they changed it to the Well.
Uh-huh. Yeah, let's just call it the Well.
Let's just call it the Well. Nobody knows if it's Secures or Secure or Secures. Same thing with the Greenville Memorial Auditorium.
Call it a brown box.
Prior to that, it was just Textile Hall. That was it.
Oh.
These small cities, they just have conference centers. Everybody's got to go all big and bold and make it not look like a building. It's got to look like a big Peel or a big, Hindenburg kind of floating thing. Something all the buildings odd. Now just...
Corporate sponsorship, too. It's huge.
Like the Intuit Center looks like a big old Peel.
It's odd looking. It's like, is that full... I can't tell if it's open or shut.
I can't either. I can't tell if it's like inflated with like hydrogen or if that's the walls.
Steve Ballmer bought that with his own money.
Probably cash in a Halliburton.
Yep.
Enough about Tyrese Paige. Later on, we're asking a big favor of you.
Mm. Yeah.
No, not that. Not that thing I was going
with. What the hell? I'm too tired for that.
Wow. Well, at least if we know on an active day, Fat Boy, she's down.
Yep.
I was poking my tongue in my cheek. I don't know. No.
At least you did it right. Instead of going like a dip.
The opposite way? Nah.
I went to the wrong side.
Today, of course, is day one of King of the Rings. Uh-huh. And that's where Fat Boy and I will compete till the end of the week to find out who is the King of the Rings. The wrestling is King of the Ring, so this is not trademark infringement. It's King of the Rings. So today, Fat Boy and I will be having a ring off
of round one
onion rings to see who can eat the most. And either we'll go a specific time or we have the same amount each.
You know what? I was going to say, I don't think we're both, like, competitive eaters.
No. So. I don't want it to, like, I'm doing it for the bit.
Yeah.
But I don't want it to ruin my afternoon.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to, you know, sitting on the throne.
Mm-mm.
Spinach already got me once.
Especially with what you're going to eat.
It's just good. I mean, they're the best, like, onion rings you can get out of your grocery freezer.
Yeah. But that's like saying the shiniest turd in the punch bowl, right? Like, it's just, either way, it's still a... POS.
I mean, I'm not going to eat a turd in a punch bowl, no matter the dinginess or shininess.
I would leave of a wedding or whatever if I saw something floating in a punch bowl.
We know how to get rid of her next time. Let's go take a dump in the punch bowl.
Paige is out of here. Bye, nasty people. Can't make you to the bathroom.
So that will happen at around 7:25. We'll be live streaming that on YouTube. And then it'll be on the other social media through after the show. And then 8 o'clock hour, the All Advice Hour. All of the, we're working in those. Not a whole show, but just the hour.
Light them up. So you better call.
8 o'clock hour, you can call in for that. I'll fill you in on the other bull crap later. Paige?
Ah.
What is up in the Plex?
Sometimes when you get excited and you're a big fan and you get to see the person that you've wanted to see so many years, it's a huge disappointment if that's ever happened to you.
Chef Boyardee?
Yeah. Well, somebody went to see this singer and they say that she was kind of rude. We'll talk about that next in Your Eyes, Guys headlines. Mm. And it's surprising when you hear things like this about people.
She, oh man, I tell you what, if it's the one... Is she seen as more than just a singer, though?
I don't know who to guess.
I was going
to
say Dolly.
Oh, that would be
because that would be like that would be bigger than anything going on in Israel.
I would be so confused if I met her and she was a B word. It would really hurt my feelings.
Bastard,
butthead.
Because I always thought I was
belligerent drinker,
buttface.
I would be so excited,
ball sack,
barnstormer,
hug her.
Butt blanker.
That is impossible. You can't hug Dolly Parton.
It's not possible.
I want to hug Dolly Parton.
You both be trying to figure out that, like, how's this going to work?
It'd be like some kind of magnet. Like, she'd just be pulling you near. Like, come here. And I'm come like, here. Uh-huh.
Come here, sister.
You'd have to hug, for real.
Be glad to.
Just rub bags together.
I get her.
Well, Paige, you will tell us the true answer to that.
I will. I can't wait.
We'll do that next in your Rise Guys headlines. Morning, everybody.
The Rise Guys rule
every morning
with Fat Man.
If you don't smile right now,
Fat Boy,
on how big she is now,
and Paige,
on making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys morning show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. We begin with a story about two people at a show. And it was during a meet and greet, and some folks say that they were rude. But I have been to, okay, for example.
Oh, here comes the.
Here we go.
Let's catch the names. Here they come.
I think I know who she's going to say.
I think I know, too. I think she's going to actually.
I'm going to write it down so she don't call
me. I know I am, too, because I think she's going to play off of something I've said before.
Okay. I heard that people thought that Disturb was kind of rude, but they weren't. They're always, you just take a picture with Dave, right, David?
Well, you didn't get to meet him, right, Matt?
Or no, I met him, but I was supposed to interview him, he said,
Dave Draymond,
I need to save my voice for the show.
I have to yell later, I'm sorry.
You can talk to, I don't even remember. It sucks. The guitarist. It was a fine interview. I had nothing. I based my interview off, the question and stuff off talking to Draymond.
Who did you write down? Who did you think she said?
Buck Cherry.
I did too. Buck Cherry.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. He's the nicest.
Because you're a woman.
Yeah.
No, it has nothing to do with
him. He walked in there, the lead singer.
Josh Todd.
Yeah.
Oh, he's so sweet.
Oh, so sweet. He walks in where, as he would call us throughout the evening, radio.
Radio.
I was like, all right, rock and roll. He's like, hey, radio, we want to sign some S and get the F out of here. Like, he said that within, from here to the callrob.com banner. For proximity effect. Where listeners could have heard him say that. And I realized you can go meet a bunch of people. After a while, probably after a while, you become numb to it. You're like, oh, thank you. You're smiling, but on the inside, you're like, ugh.
You know, I'm going to say this, and you're going to take it all wrong, because when I did meet Dave Draymond, he was very nice.
He was not mean.
He was super nice.
I just think he didn't want to take time to do the interview that day.
Yeah, and I didn't talk to him for a very long time.
I talked to Tony, or whoever it was.
He's like, you're working hard, because I had to get everybody organized and get them all lined up, and, and the thing. But anyways, the person that I met that I thought...
That must have been pre-Roy Hummers, because he's usually the liner-up and stuff like that.
Josh Todd was super nice to me, and when I interviewed
Michael Jordan would be super nice to you as well.
I asked him what he likes. What does he do, in the hotel, or what does he like to do? And he says he reads a lot, and I go, really?
Yeah, he's reads.
What do you like to read?
Full of mud.
Yeah.
The kind that comes out of people. That's what he's full of.
Butt mud.
That kind of, worst kind.
Well, I believe it. I mean, I read a lot, so I think he was probably BSing me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But he was very nice, very personal. Anyway, so we began the story.
I've heard people say Fat Boy's nice in person. I've worked with him for going on 20 years.
Even the guy that fat shamed me at the QT this morning because I got coffee.
Uh-oh.
That was nice to him.
Why did he fat shame me?
I don't know.
He call you your radio name?
Yep. He's a nice guy, though.
I mean,
I deserved it.
It would be rude if they just say, hey, fat.
Well, I sound like Mark's emails.
That's what our boss does. Fatty.
Yeah, fat.
Yeah. Fatsy.
Yeah.
You gonna work? Klein.
Hey, fatso, horny.
Fatso.
Me hate you long time. Yeah. Yeah, turn that up. It's one of records.
Hashtag CC me on that.
That would hurt my feelings. And I understand why you feel the way you do, Fat Boy.
Yeah, BBC me on that email. How about that?
Yeah.
Good Lord. All right, so this story is about Miley Cyrus and Naomi Campbell. I've heard Naomi could be a little bitchy.
Really? Oh, yeah, she throws stuff at people, man.
From screen?
No, she...
No, the like black model.
Her assistant or housekeeper or somebody she was very rude to. So They've been accused of being rude at a meet and greet.
God, you still haven't said yet who it is, have you?
It is Miley Cyrus.
Oh, it is Miley Cyrus.
They were talking to each other the whole time. So Miley was promoting her single, Every Girl You've Ever Loved.
Oh, I was thinking of Neve Campbell.
Dang it. I guess I could have just said model. But
yeah. And so there's a video that just shows them paying more attention to each other than even caring about their fans.
Well, I mean, God, you know.
You can't win.
I know. There's been people who've said that I've probably not been nice in person, and I've won the award for the past 7 years. Nicest local celebrity award.
There was somebody that said that I was a terrible person. I was the rudest person that they ever met, and I wouldn't give her a time of day. And I treated her like something that was stuck on the bottom of my shoes. And I talked down to her.
Rhymes with it.
Gum. And I did meet her, and I said, if I wasn't giving you the time of day or having a conversation with you, it's probably because I was trying to get somewhere.
Oh. So look at that, bitch. I'll talk to you if I want to.
Talk to the hand, and then you flipped her.
No, I didn't. I said, I'm sorry that you had that impression, but I was probably going backstage to do announcements.
Oh, and we had rub it in. Like, I like that.
No, I wasn't. I said we had a shorter. Usually when we do shows like that, we hurry up and wait. Hurry up and wait. We got to get there. Hurry up and wait. We'll go downstairs.
Radio.
You sit there.
Radio
sit there and wait. We'll tell you. Our guy will come get you and bring you on stage. Don't do this.
Radio, go. Don't cuss. Radio, don't cuss.
Don't change
this. Don't talk to him. Don't do that.
Don't mess with nothing.
Don't go to the bathroom in there. That's their bathroom.
Don't touch the mic over there on that stand by the acoustic mic. Guitar.
Don't drink good beer.
Don't hype it up. We need you to bring them on. You know,
it's quit farting on the keyboard. It's microphone.
Do not fart into the mic, radio. Talk to the hand because the face is on vacation.
By the time you get up there, you're like, God almighty.
There was that one time, though, the actual radio was there, so he was confused as well.
Was,
he joined us
like
on
radio.
Stage.
Hey, I'm radio, and there's radio.
Yeah. Well, like, you know, the one time, Five Fingers, like, stage guy was about, like, 6'5", you know, 250 easy. So I'm like, okay, buddy.
There was one stage guy where he was snotty about signing the guitars. Like, you'll probably
why'd you want his autograph?
I didn't.
Radio, don't sign the guitars.
No, because he's like, you guys do? Probably just sell it on, like, talking to me. Like, you just sell it on eBay. And I go, no, we give it to our listeners. I don't get this.
Axe. Yeah,
what's your problem?
Axes.
Yeah.
Now, she can, Paige could give him gruff, but if we do it, we're getting, like, cut and thrown off stage.
Mm-hmm. I said, I need you to be nice to our listeners when you come in here, sir.
At worst, you'd get GB'd off the stage. You know, wouldn't happen to us.
And there is somebody there. Mm-hmm. He says, you can't have anybody come back here that has a drink in their hand or has been drinking that will get anything signed by a lead singer because he has an issue. I said, I am not sniffing breath.
What?
Breath. I'm not smelling people's breath.
What the hell's going on?
Because we couldn't have anybody that smelled of alcohol backstage because of the...
Do you have a breathalyzer in your car?
Oh.
You have a breastalizer. I volunteered this afternoon.
Neither.
Too big. Exit the car immediately.
Anyways.
That's fine.
Airbags will not deploy during a wreck because you're too big.
But there were other people that said that Miley thanked everyone who showed up in an Instagram post. So maybe they were just in conversation.
Nice. She shared that on Instagram.
Oh, she didn't do it. Her people did.
Do you know people were paying, and thank you, Paige, I want to say $2,500 or $3,500 to at Fanatics Fest to walk out and do the Cody Rhodes entrance video with him.
Oh, my God.
Like, it's no longer meet and greets. It's like, Jeremy Clements, if you're listening up, changing a diaper right now, perhaps. Go out to Greenville, pick a Speedway while it's still a Speedway, and let people drive your car around with you in it.
Yeah, I'd do
like
it.
$500 a lap.
You got to dodge all the weeds in turn two.
Well, fine. There's probably a llama still out there as well.
You can drive it. It's four gears.
You can't get in that sucker anymore. It's got a new road going beside it.
I got in it. I was just having a hard time getting out of the car.
I wanted to go drive it like a month ago, and they've already paved the road beside it. You can't get into it.
Shoot.
Evidently, it's going to be a business park that nobody's going to really attach
to.
That's lame.
Dale
Jr. should have bought it, though. Money bags.
Well.
Carrie, tell your brother to buy the track.
Dirty Mo. Paige, third time, thank you. Fat boy, first time. What is going on in sports?
That's a good question. What is going on with Antonio Brown? That's what people want to know. I'll tell you what that guy's into now. He's on the lam. You know, it's funny. He'll refer
Does that mean the same thing it used to mean?
Yeah, like he's on the
hiding
run.
Hiding out.
He'll refer to himself as CTE ESPN.
What did he do?
Because Vontaze Burfict almost killed him in a playoff game.
Yeah, but
years ago.
It almost seems like it's when like an older person like starts getting away with stuff because people think, oh, they're probably getting Alzheimer's or something. So they kind of play into it and start like,
oh,
I can't drive anymore. I need you to take me to the hospital.
Yep.
Yeah, you don't make fun of illnesses. Paige does, but she stepped out of the room to go make fun of some.
Only diarrhea.
Cha-cha-cha. Good morning, everybody.
I need some help waking up.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That works.
The Rise Guys rule.